The Acts of the Apostles, 16th chapter, verses 25 through 31. The Bible declares, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, saying praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. The keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Supporting scripture coming from Romans 10 and 9 that you've already heard in your hearing, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and then you believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. Our salvation is based on what we believe. Our salvation is based on what we believe. Most of the time, the problem is we just don't trust and believe. But we allow circumstances and what it looks like. We allow that to sort of put a stumbling block in our way. And sometimes it would deter us and it would make us turn around. And sometimes it would make us wonder and ponder as to whether we are doing the right thing or not. But Jesus is a way maker. And I thank God that he did make a way for all of us. And every one of us can claim that. No, nobody can say that he did more for one than he did for the other. He did the same for all of us. That same blood that Jesus shed on Calvary's hill was for all of our sins. And so we ought to be glad this morning just to be able to tell God thank you. I do understand this morning that we are a people that have mixed emotions and we handle things in different ways. And even in our praise and worship, we do things in a different manner. But we still can't change the fact that God is God. And that we owe God something, and also that we belong to him. For the Bible declares that we were bought with a price, that we don't belong to ourselves. And so many times we're led to believe as we grow and as we get older that as soon as I get grown, I can do what I want to do. But how many of you know that even after getting grown, that if we believe in the word of God, we still know that we don't belong to ourselves? I don't care how old you are, you still belong to God. God is your father. He is the one that is in control or should be in control of your life. So at all times, we should have a mindset that we need to give reverence to God. We need to be afraid that God, because of the power that God has. We need not to be afraid of what he's going to do because he's given us fair warning as to how to live life. And we have to take the responsibility to not to just be hearers of the word, but the Bible declares to be ye doers also. So what am I saying? I'm saying that as we hear the word of God preached, as you read the Bible for yourself, don't just read it and let it in and let it back out. Just don't hear it, but let it apply to our lives. It'll apply to our lives one way or another, but we got to learn how to deal with it. We got to learn how to let some things go. We have to learn how to not be so tunnel minded. You know, sometimes tunnel vision, we just look one way and that's the only way we can see, but there is another way of doing things sometimes. So you got to understand that every now and again, just give the Lord a chance or give yourself a chance. Don't be so hard on yourself when you know that you are trying to do better and yet the enemy keep on tricking you and you keep falling. Don't let the enemy make you think that you don't need to get back up. Always get back up and call on the name of that God that you're trusting and believing in. And I guarantee you the Lord will come to your rescue. I wonder this morning how many believers are there that are already in the house. How many of us really believe that there is a God? And that God that I'm talking about, he is your leader and he is your God. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to be a believer this morning, because you're either one or the other. You believe or you don't believe. And even though there may be somebody that may seem like they're somewhere in between, you believe it or you don't believe it. Now, your belief may not be as strong or as deep as another's, but you can still have faith. Because that is what we are dealing with this morning, is dealing with that little word called faith. If we ask God for things and we ask in faith, then we got to trust and believe that he is a way maker, that he will do what we need him to do. And most of all, that we can depend on God. How many of you know that every now and again, you got to just wait on God to come through, and he don't come always in your good time. So sometimes you got to wait a little while longer. Sometimes you even began to ponder and wonder, Lord, did you hear what I was saying? Lord, did you know that I really need you to come to my rescue? Lord, where are you? You promised that you never leave me, you never forsake me. But God, I need you right now. Anybody ever have a right now problem? But how many of you be honest with yourself and know that sometimes your right now problem is not necessarily right now. You just want it right now. God can come whenever he get ready to come. And if we are able to say this morning that he comes just when we need him the most, that he's an on-time God, then whenever he comes, it's going to be all right. But so many times in our lives, as we are going through our situation, it just don't seem like he's coming fast enough. And if he don't come fast enough, you know, last week when we were talking about praying, you just got to pray. No matter what's going to happen, you just got to keep on praying. No matter what the enemy throw your way, you just got to keep on praying. No matter how many doors have been closed in your face, you got to keep on praying. No matter how many times you've heard no, 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 if you believe that a yes is in your life, then you got to keep on trying. Anybody in here got your mind made up that you're not going to let the enemy make you stop? Just because you don't get things to go right the first time, you got to try it again. You don't get it right that time, try it again. We got any folk that don't mind trying it over again? And how many of you know that God is a second chance God? How many of you know that God is a third chance God? God looked over all of our faults and blessed our every need. Every one of us in here, we be honest with ourselves. God don't owe us a thing. If the Lord never does anything else for us, he has already done enough. Anybody glad he got you up this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. And every time I think about going on this Christian journey, I can't help but give my God some praise. And we got to learn this morning that we come to walk by faith and not by sight. So when you walk by faith, you're walking in total blindness. You are walking in darkness. You're walking not knowing what the end is going to be. But if you walk as a believer, you know that it's going to still be all right. Anybody trusting that God will see you through? When you're at your lowest moment, when you're at that moment of despair, and everything starts to close in on you, and then you get between that rock and the hard place, and the enemy thinks that he got you, but how many of you know that God still would give you a way to escape? That there's no temptation known to man that God don't know about, because everything that's going on has already been going on. Somebody tried it, and somebody went through with it, but somebody had the mind to say no. Hallelujah. That's the key in learning how to say no and mean no. And then on the other side of that coin, you got to learn sometime how to say yes and mean yes. But you got to know who you're talking to, and you got to answer right and properly, because you can't say no or yes to just any and everybody. First of all, you better get a clear understanding as to what you're answering to. Because out of all of you getting, the Bible says get an understanding. And if you don't understand what I'm asking you, what are you going to say amen for? What are you going to say yes to because something is coming out of my mouth? You better use those ears and listen to what I'm saying. Everybody that stand up and talk to you are not talking good things. And I don't care whether they got on a robe or what they got on. Everybody that stands up and declare the goodness of the Lord are not there for God's kingdom building. They are there for their own merit. But how many of you know that you can't go no higher than that the Lord allow you to go? And if you're not there and it's not going to be right, you're going to fall right down. Just as quick as you get up there, you can fall right back down. So many of us get the big head because we got a little something. And it's nothing but a little something. You look around the corner, somebody else got more than you got. Oh, you got a brand new pair of shoes this week. So what? Everybody else can get a pair of new shoes. And we act like we're doing something because you got a gold chain around your neck. That same gold chain around your neck, somebody can grab a hold of it and choke you half to death. You better be careful what you walk around with. We always worshiping and praising the wrong type of thing. If you praise what's down on the inside and trust the power of a mighty God, then you'll be glad when somebody says, tell the Lord thank you. If you've ever been down on a bed of affliction, then you appreciate being able to get up and come into the house of God. Anybody in here ever been down and out? Ever had some pains in your body? Ever began to wonder, Lord, why me? Why me? It seems like I'm still going through. But how many of you know we got to put the devil up under our feet? We got to step on that devil and say, I'm going to be all right. I'm looking at some believers this morning. I'm looking at somebody that know that the Lord is a way maker. I'm looking at somebody this morning that say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Any believers in this house this morning? Anybody come here to let go and let God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you. Woo! Faith. Faith. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I haven't seen all the things that God got for me, but I'm waiting on it. I know God got some more things in store for me. Anybody in here ever said, please be patient with me? The Lord is not through with me yet. I'm glad he's not through with me yet because I'm not ready yet. I'm still a work in progress. I still need all the prayer I can get. Anybody in here need a little more Jesus? Oh, God. I said that. I thought about Mary, and then I started thinking about all I need is a little help. Anybody know that? I need some help. Help me. Woo. Now, if it was one I could sing, I wish I could sing that. But I can't. So don't worry. I ain't going to bother your patience with it. But God has been so good that when I've needed help, he's been there. When I needed help, he's always had somebody there. People of God, understand this, that your help sometimes might even be in the form of your enemy. Because your enemy help you get closer to God. Your enemy help you stay down on bended knees. Your enemy help you to stay watchful, to keep watching and keep praying. And those of you that know that you got to watch your back, I'm glad that somebody got my back, but I still want to look anyhow. You can't trust some of those that got your back. They may get weary. They may be tired this morning. They may not feel like holding up my back. So I got to know that I got my own back. Ain't anybody got your own back? Because how many of you know that sometimes, even with well intention, when you need folk the most, that's when they don't have time or they got other things going on in their life. But how many of you know that God still was right there? That's what I'm talking about. I serve a God that's right there. When you don't feel like it, God's right there. When you're too lazy to get up early in the morning, God is right there. Over in the midnight hour when you are slumbering and you are sleeping, God is right there. How many times have you rolled over in your bed and you were crying your eyes out and you were talking to God and nobody else was around you? Okay, wasn't nowhere close to you, wasn't no deacon around, but you was talking to your God. And God began to let you know that I'm right here, baby. All you got to do is keep talking to me. I'm right here, baby. All you got to do is hold on. It's going to be all right. I'm right here, baby. Don't worry. It might be tough tonight, but weeping is only going to endure for the night. If you can just hold on to in the morning. We got any folks that know how to hold on to morning? Anybody know that all you got to do is wait on God? That morning is going to come. And what is going to happen in the morning? What you going to get in the morning? In the morning, I'm going to get my joy back. When I get my joy back, I'm going to give God the praise. Anybody got joy this morning? You ought to act like you got some joy. Anybody been touched by God? You ought to act like you've been touched by God. Anybody got a praise this morning? Then you ought to praise him like you know God. Man, no matter what, keep the faith. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting. God got the answer. You know, you got to believe without having reservations. All this murmuring and complaining all the time. I don't know what kind of believers God got in the house now. One minute you're talking about you love God, next minute you're talking about one another. But I come to tell you, you better let that mess alone. You better start looking to the hills from which cometh your help. You better stop worrying about your neighbor and worry about working out your own soul salvation. Anybody in here know that you need all the help you can get to get in for yourself? Oh, Lord. I ain't through yet. I'm getting there. The word declares that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So don't be guilty of the sin of not asking God. And then if you ask God, then don't be guilty of not believing. If you're going to ask him, then believe he can do it. And it might be so difficult to man that man look at you like you must be crazy. Who going to ask God to do something like that? But who else you going to ask? Because the Bible that I read said there is nothing too hard for the Lord. So I can talk to God and I know that he'll know exactly what to do. I know that God is right there because all I got to do is call on him. And every now and then we got to know that if we trust in the power of God, if we say that we are saved this morning, it's not by your own merits. For it's by grace that we are saved, so we don't have anything to boast about. Quite often you hear me use the scripture, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The reason why is because that put us all on the same level. Makes us all aware of the fact that the wages of sin is death. But God got a gift for us. We all love gifts, but I got a gift that is not going to be in a box. I got a gift that don't worry about how much it costs because money can't match that. When I think about what God did when he allowed his son to die for us, then we got to understand that when Paul said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the word of God need to prompt us or prick our hearts or touch our minds to the place to where we want to make some changes. If anybody in here realized that there was a time in your life that you had to change some things, you had to change the way you looked at yourself. You had to change the way you looked at other folks. You had to change being so judgmental and always jumping the gun. You have to change being so defensive. You know, some of us, we just so defensive. Can't say anything to you jump the gun. We got to learn how to stop being so thin-skinned. Get some word in you and put the armor on and don't worry about what the enemy tried to do. Now, why? Why should I have this much faith? Well, I got faith because I know that I can't do what I'm doing by myself. I got faith because there have been times in my life that this whole body just didn't act right. And there have been times that I began to wonder, Lord, are you going to heal me or not? But when you wait on God, God has a way of coming on in. So what you got to learn is that when you believe in God, and you walk by faith, then you got to know that it is the substance of the things that you are hoping to have happen in your life. What is it that you want God to do? What is it that you want God to work out in your life? So whatever it is that you want God to do, then you got to have faith enough. You got to believe and you got to trust that God is going to do just that. Now, the main focus that I have for you this morning is talking about salvation. Because in order for us to have salvation, we got to believe in the power of God. Salvation means the act of being saved by God from evil forces, redemption or deliverance from danger and from harm. So I'm glad this morning that God is our Savior. He is the one that will deliver us. He is the one that can do what nobody else can do. And what we got to understand that if we want God to be in our lives, then we got to believe and know exactly who he is. We got to know God personally. When David said, "The Lord is my shepherd," he had a personal relationship with God. And that personal relationship let him know that God would be with him all the days of his life. But now look here in the New Testament when we look at Brother Paul. Paul is beginning to wonder and he looks at the people of God and he began to let them know that I'm surprised at your unbelief. I'm surprised that out of all that you've seen, out of all that you heard about the Lord, you still don't believe like you ought to. And now Paul says, "Brother, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that you be saved." So now, to be the preacher that I need to be the leader that I need to be, then my desire is for you to be saved. I got to know that I can't save you, but God can. So I got to lead you to the word of God. The word of God says, so don't be ignorant of God's righteousness and go about to establish your own righteousness. You know, some of us are self-righteous. As long as it's me and mine, it's all right. But when you do it, it's wrong. We know any folk with double standards like that. Everybody else can do what they want to do and you do what you want to do. But that ain't the way God wants you to do it. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone. The Bible says that believe it. There's that word again. believe. You got to believe in something. And if you don't believe in God, you messed up already. Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say, not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up again from the dead. So why are you going to try to figure those things out in your own little mind? That there's something we just don't know. But we believe and know that it's going to come to pass. All of us that are believers know that Jesus is coming soon. But we just don't know the day nor the hour. But we trust and believe that he is going to come. So the Bible said, but what saith that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and then in thy heart? That is the word of faith which we preach. I believe in what I'm saying this morning. I believe that God is a way maker. I believe that God will heal you. I believe that God will save you if you believe. But you got to believe it for yourself. Mama can't believe it. Daddy can't believe it. Grandma can't believe it. But you got to believe it for yourself. That if you believe that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God have raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, let me say it in this other voice. Sometimes when I'm hollering, I know my words just get all crossed up. And you may not make out exactly what I'm saying. Important business this morning. Because as many of you that proclaim to be believers, there just may be some unbelievers in our midst. So if you're an unbeliever, I want to let you know that we are nothing no better than you are. It's not difficult. What this Bible says, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and then if you believe in your heart that God raised his son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. No speaking in tongues, no falling in the floor, no Baptist fits. Just plain belief in your mind, in your heart. If you believe that, thou shalt be saved. Now, he follows it up. He says, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And then with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So when I tell God the story of my wrongdoings, and I believe that he died for my wrongdoings, then my wrongdoings will be transitioned into righteousness, not because of who I am, hallelujah, but because of who he is. Now, if you believe who he is and that he died on Calvary, then you got a right to praise him. So I just want to let you know this morning that there comes a time that you got to believe in the word of God for yourself. If you want to be saved, salvation does not mean that you don't have any more joy. Salvation does not mean that all of your friends are going to kick you to the curb. But salvation means that now you got a new way of looking at things. Now you got a new life. Don't you know that if you're in a position where you can declare the word of God, you got to say what the Lord puts on your heart. Now, there's going to be some folks sometimes that don't want to hear what you got to say. But I told you last week, no matter what happened, just keep on praying. Now, I want to tell you about a man by the name of Paul. Paul was a man that didn't actually believe in God at first. But because God allowed him time enough to get his life together and to realize exactly who he was. But Paul realized that I believe in the power of a mighty God. I'm not a Jew, I'm a Roman, and I ought to be treated like a Roman. But how many of you know that when you say something that makes folk mad, They'll forget whose side that you're on. But I just stopped by to let you know this morning that Paul believed in the power of a mighty God. Paul believed in God to the point to where he began to bless the people of God. And Paul was grieved because there were those that were going against the word of God. There were those that had idol gods. There were those that put other things before God. Anybody in here know about that? How you put everything else in the front of your God? But Paul realized that I don't care what you do to me. I'm going to pray to the Almighty God. I'm going to let God have his way in my life. I'm going to teach and I'm going to preach what the dust said, the Lord my God. Where the Bible tell me that at midnight, Paul and Silas, they began to pray. They began to sing the praises of Zion. And the jailer heard them praying and teaching down in the synagogue. He heard them down in the prison walls. Said they were talking about the man called Jesus. Said if you believe in the power of Jesus, everything will be all right. If I call on the name of the Lord will come to my rescue. I hear Paul and Silas now saying, oh Lord, have mercy on us. We have been prisoners and we've been beat. We've been beat for calling on the name of the Lord. We've been beat for walking in the name of the Lord. We've been beat because we got faith in the power of God. But I just want to let you know that everything is going to be all right. Because even though you put me down in the prison, I'm still going to talk to the power of God. Even though you may have me bound and stopped right now, you may shackle me down, but you can't keep away my praise. For as long as I know what the Lord has done, I'm going to praise God with everything that I got. I want to let you know that everything is going to be all right. But the Bible says the harder that they pray, an earthquake began to happen. The wind began to blow. The thunder began to roll. The lightning began to flash. The walls began to tremble. All of a sudden, everybody began to get afraid. So what's going on in this prison camp? Everything began to get wild in here. I'm believing that everything is going to happen to us. I don't know whether I live or whether I'll die, but the walls are just a trembling and the ground is shaking right up under my feet. And I want to know that everything is going to be all right. But I believe that now that everything is all right. The prison doors were shaking open. The stocks were taken off of their feet. They were free to walk around as they please. The jailer said, where are you now? I believe that I'll kill myself. But Paul cried out, don't do yourself no harm. For we are right here where we need to be. I just want to let you know that you don't have to worry. We are right here in the midst of the prison. That old prison guard said, I just don't know. But there was something you were talking about. I heard a song down on the inside that made me begin to believe that I need to know that God. So I want to know, brethren, what must I do? I need to be saved. I need to be sanctified. I need to get up out of this dirt that I'm in. The Bible says, he said, all you got to do is believe in the power of God. Believe in the word of God. And everything will be all right. Anybody want to believe in the house? That God will do what you need him to do. I just stopped by to tell somebody that if you want salvation, all you got to do is believe. This man didn't believe in the power of God. But when he saw the people of God giving praises, giving glory to the name of God, he wanted some of what they had. See, if you got the right thing, somebody will want some of the Jesus that you got. And you got to lift up the name of Jesus. For the Bible says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. See, we got to be fishers of men, but we got to let God, we got to let him do the training. We may reel them in, but God got to clean them up. God got to make everything all right. God got to let them know that you got to believe that the Lord is on your side. You got to believe in everything that you ask of God. God is able this morning. Anybody trust the power of God? Anybody glad that you got salvation? If you're saved this morning, you're only saved by the grace of God. Oh God, I believe. I believe you're a way maker. I believe you're a heart fixer. I believe you're mind regulator. I believe that you are, oh my God, you're everything that I need. And if I need salvation, all I got to do is believe. That's all you got to do is believe. And let me tell you something. As nosy as we are, we can't see what you believe. Just because you shout, that don't mean you believe. It's because you cry, run, or whatever you do. Because you preach, that don't mean you believe. But there ought to be something on the inside that reassures you. And as long as you know, you see, the key is knowing that I don't have to prove to Darryl that I believe what I'm saying. All I got to do is believe it for myself. And if I believe it and God knows that it's sincere, then the blessings are still going to come. Stop hindering your blessing because of what they say. They say you wasn't going to make it, but God said you can do anything through him who gives you your strength. There is nothing that you cannot do if you believe and trust in God. Our salvation is based on the one fact of what we believe.